You're a guest at somebody else's house and you break something and they awkwardly look at you and don't want to make you feel bad, but you do feel bad.
Uh-oh.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and we've got a listener of the show, friend of the show, Morgan Cole, who is one of our winners of the Women's Small Business Month because she owns the She Shed in Burlington.
Yes, how fun.
We're so excited to have you here, and we've got to mention, though, before we get into what the She Shed is, exactly what happened when you walked into the building.
Morgan, why is our boss texting us, and now engineering is calling us and saying, what happened to this door? What happened?
Well, so the first door opened really easy, so I thought the next door, you know, would open like the other ones, and one side was giving a little bit, and apparently it wasn't supposed to. But
we have two glass doors when you come into the building, and security, or we have to beep you in to get you into the second door. And when you pulled, understandably so, the wrong door, it made the door you're supposed to open get
flop
pushed
in
behind that door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm talking to you through the glass saying, hang on, I can't get you in because the door is broken.
Because the one door didn't move, and the latch just kind of got flipped on the other side of the one that you were pulling.
Yeah, so I figured I'd try the other side.
Yeah.
Yep. But so it moved, but not all the way, and I thought, this is weird, so I'll just wait.
Morgan's in here to see the studio, say hey, take some pictures, talk about the She Shed, but I had to then bring you into the studio, leave her, grab Radar, who was in the break room, and I'm like, hang on, we have to fix this door because it's winter, these cold temps, like we can't have this door broken.
Even before that, I'm walking up the hallway from dumping my coffee, and I see Elizabeth going to our side door, and I'm like, why'd you go into the side door? Morgan's at the front door. What are you doing? Oh, I see what
I went
happened.
To the side.
So so we went up there and we're like, oh, we got to try and do something with this door.
Know.
Elizabeth goes, it's broken. I have to put a sign on it. No one's going to be able to get into the building today.
Yeah, because think about it. If you think about it, though, Radar, we have only one way to get in. We don't have a pass or a ticket or anything.
You don't
or
have
a
little fob to open up
to get it anywhere
lock.
Else.
Yeah.
No, that's the only way to get into the building. And so Morgan's in her red, cute winter jacket, her pink sweater, her fuzzy earmuffs, her frappuccino, just like, I didn't mean to do this.
Don't mess with Morgan. That's what your next website should be.
Oh,
don't you mess
God.
With Morgan,
yes.
Because I got muscle.
Well, have you ever done that? Any of you, have you ever been a guest at somebody else's house, business, wherever, their car, and you accidentally broke something? I mean, I think we have the door fixed, but we're definitely putting a sign up to tell people not to pull the wrong handle.
Pull this door.
Yes.
Use
this door to enter.
And Morgan, when you leave, we will escort you out and we'll hold the door for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Right. Thank you. I have to do that often at my store, actually, because the door is very old and it likes to get stuck. So you have to sometimes, act like you're going to break it to open it.
Tell everybody where your store is.
So it's downtown Burlington. It's right next to Super Taco Moy in the little historical Hanson Oil gas station building. And
near Fred's Burgers or down the street?
Down the street.
Down the street,
down the street.
Yeah. I've been to Fred's Burgers many times. So, now I know kind of where you are.
Yep, 148 West Chestnut Street.
Sweet.
So cool. So you want to do some shopping. What kind of items do you have there? I know you said it started with chapstick, your favorite chapstick you found on vacation. You realized you could be a wholesaler for it, and the rest is history.
Yep.
But what other products do you have at the She Shed in Burlington?
So actually, the company that I wholesale with, they use designer fragrance oils and put it into their beard balm, beard oil, body butters. We have colognes. You can basically get Bleu de Chanel cologne for a fraction of the price.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's
very cool.
Deep Blue Sea.
Well, and when I come down to the She Shed, I promise I won't break your door.
Okay.
We've got it fixed. But
no
thank
worries.
You for listening. Thank you for entering into the Women's Small Business Month contest.
Yeah,
and you won some
you.
Of that free advertising, which is great.
Yeah. Love it.
We're definitely bringing it back this year in October to support women's small businesses.
Yay.
So y'all can start listening and paying attention because you can enter come October. But we do want to hear your stories. Have you ever been like Morgan? Have you ever been somewhere and you accidentally broke somebody else's item in their house, in their work?
I mean, especially the first time you're there. Never coming back.
And Morgan approved that we could talk about this. I told her, I said, I don't want to embarrass you, but it's very relatable. It's funny. We fixed the door, but oh my gosh, I thought we might have a broken door here. I'm not sure how people are going to get into the building.
Do you want to work security for Elizabeth and Ray? Because you're pretty strong.
I could. Yeah. I could. Yeah, how much are you paying?
Ask her. She's got the checkbook.
All right, what did you break at somebody else's house? 414-432-1099. And Morgan, thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we are seeing some of these texts that are coming in. These are so cringy. Here's one when we asked, what did you break at someone else's house? It says a $200 lamp. I was 9 and my friends and I were hiding in the closet because our moms came to pick us up and we didn't want to leave. This family was loaded.
Uh-oh.
And for whatever reason, they had a ridiculously expensive lamp in the back of the closet that I tripped on and broke. Could you imagine that?
But you don't say anything. Then you just sneak out of there like,
Especially if you're a nine-year-old kid. I don't know what happened there.
Let's go do something else. Maybe something outside. Okay, yeah, let's go.
Here's another one that said, I was at dinner with my new significant other. I broke a plate that her dead grandma had given their parents as a wedding present.
What?
And then the text says, so that was the most awkward night ever. You think?
Yeah, duh.
We've got, okay, a couple more messages here. here's the best one.
Okay, what you got?
What did you break at someone else's house? Mm-hmm. This texter said, toilet, period. I don't think I need to explain.
Whoop-dee-dee, scoop-poop.